relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Happy Earth Day, everyone. You do know it's Earth Day, right? Do you have any idea what it is? Do you have any idea who founded it? Let me tell you about the founder of Earth Day. His name was Ira Einhorn. And you know what ended up happening to Ira Einhorn? Environmental activist, I'm reading from the Daily Caller, this is Michael Bastash. Environmental activist and Earth Day co-founder Ira Einhorn had a dark side. Einhorn was found guilty of murdering his ex-girlfriend and stuffing her composted body inside a trunk, according to NBC News. His girlfriend was called Helen Maddox, who went missing after going out to the local co-op to buy, of course, tofu and sprouts. That's at least what Einhorn told the local police. However, 18 months later, authorities searching his apartment. Why did they search his apartment? Because neighbors, get ready for this, complained that a reddish-brown foul-smelling liquid was leaking from the ceiling right below Einhorn's bedroom closet. Einhorn, let's just end the story here, jumped bail and spent 23 years evading U.S. authorities, hiding out all over Europe. Finally, he was caught and extradited to the U.S. from France, where he was put on trial and convicted of murder. He is currently serving a life sentence. That man has a lot in common. The co-founder of Earth Day has a lot in common with, and don't take my word for it, look it up, with the man who invented the quote-unquote holiday Kwanzaa. Yes, you need to know who that man is and what he did and how he treated his girlfriends. But it's not Kwanzaa. Let's get serious. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. I have a former colleague who I consider to be a friend, and that is Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who has been on America First, as has her father, Governor Mike Huckabee. Let's listen to what the left and the media, which are, of course, interchangeable terms, the left and the media, think about my former colleague. First, Joe Scarborough, who stunningly used to be a Republican member of Congress, and his former paramour, now his wife. They were both cheating on their spouses until they divorced them and then became married and left their children behind. Let's listen to Joe Scarborough and Micah Brzezinski talk about Sarah Huckabee Sanders and Kellyanne Conway. Cut two.
For us, the media, for journalists, do we interview Sarah Sanders? Do we put her on the airwaves at this point? What happens to briefings if they ever come back? You know, where do we go with a situation like this?
First of all, I don't understand why anybody would have Sarah Sanders on if they know that she's going to lie, and Kellyanne Conway if they know that they're going to lie. And again, this isn't opinion. This isn't subjective. It is objective. You can stack their words up against against words they've used in the past, and they just lie, and they do it openly. And you can get as if they would like to get angry about that, would be glad to run clips all day tomorrow showing their lies.
This isn't opinion. This is fact. What are they accusing Sarah of? Saying that she lied about talking to numerous FBI agents about how they didn't like the director of the FBI, the former director of the FBI. It's not a lie. Maybe she didn't talk to thousands of agents like I did. When I had my own company before I joined the White House, I trained more than 10,000 FBI agents, intelligence analysts, and SOSs, the support staff. I can't tell you how many times I had them complain to me about the former director of the FBI, who they said was undermining their capacity to protect America and her citizens. But let's go further, because if you thought that was offensive, let's listen to the White House correspondent known as April Ryan talking about Sarah, this time on CNN. Cut three.
The American people can't trust her. They can't trust what's said from the president's mouthpiece, spokesperson, from the People's House. Therefore, she should be let go. She should be fired. End of story. When there is a lack of credibility there, you have to start lopping the heads off. It's Fire Me Thursday or Fire Me Good Friday. She needs to go.
Yes, you heard that right. April Ryan, quote-unquote a journalist, said she needs to have her head lopped off. This is in an atmosphere when a quote-unquote comedian held up a replica of the president's severed head on social media. They think this is okay. It's not okay. Let me quote the great responses from her father, Mike Huckabee, a man of God and a patriot. "So, liberals, is this okay?" he tweeted. "Does CNN have the integrity to deal with this incitement to murder?" CNN's April Ryan says Sarah Sanders' head should be lopped off. How does April Ryan respond on Twitter? "You, sir, need to sit down. By the way, you should be celebrating Good Friday, or do you even remember Jesus anymore?" Yeah, nice lady. Nice lady. This is on Good Friday. The governor responds, "Will the White House Correspondents Association revoke April Ryan's credentials? If not, they are gutless tools." CNN's April Ryan says Sarah Sanders' head should be lopped off. I love this man. He has a spine, like few in D.C. And then lastly, how does April Ryan respond? Her Twitter feed, at April D. Ryan. And this is to Governor Huckabee. You know who he is. You know what he stands for. She says, Will you get into heaven, Governor Huckabee?" The answer is no. Wow. April Ryan knows who's getting into heaven. I can think of nothing better than to listen to the words of Sarah Huckabee Sanders, a warrior princess for truth, an upstanding woman of God. Let's listen to her. It's a bit noisy because she's at the Easter egg roll, but let's listen to her. Cut four.
Look, I've I've had reporters say a lot of things about me. They've said I should be choked. They said I should deserve a lifetime of harassment, but certainly never had somebody say that I should be decapitated. This takes us to a new low, even for the liberal media. I think it just once again proves why this journalist isn't taken seriously. And look, I spent yesterday, Easter Sunday, and the weekend with my family and thinking about the things that we're grateful for. And one of the things that I'm most grateful for is all that the president has accomplished under these last 2 years.
And she's right. These people are calling for people to be decapitated. People who work for a president who has turned this country around economically, spiritually, and also in terms of our national security. We can never, ever give up, especially at this time of Passover and Easter. What an outrage. On that note, let me tell you about a fascinating new website. It's an event which will involve Pastor Alistair Begg and none other than Dennis Prager. You can watch it streaming at Watch Ask a Jew, because that's what Dennis Prager is. If you have questions about Judaism and Christianity, check out the new pay-per-view site, watchaskajew.com. Can think of very few better to answer all my questions than Dennis Prager, my Salem colleague, and Pastor Alistair Begg. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Next, none other than Joe DeGenoa. Stay tuned. Stealing data from unsuspecting people on public Wi-Fi is the simplest way for hackers to make money. When you leave your internet connection unencrypted, you might as well be writing your passwords and credit card numbers on a huge billboard for the world to see. That's why I use ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN secures and anonymizes your internet browsing by encrypting your data and hiding your public IP address. Turning on ExpressVPN protection only takes one click. Using ExpressVPN, I can safely surf on public Wi-Fi without having my personal data stolen. For less than $7 monthly, you can get the same ExpressVPN protection that I have. ExpressVPN is rated the number one VPN service by TechRadar and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Find out how to get 3 months free at expressvpn.com/Gorka. That's expressvpn.com/Gorka. For 3 months free with a one-year package.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Donald Trump is set to use gold to challenge the Federal Reserve. This action will drive the stock market higher and make gold prices soar. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. For 47 years, the Fed has secretly valued gold at $42 an ounce. Trump is set to reveal their secret and force the Fed to properly value the gold on their balance sheet. I lay it all out in my most recent report, How Trump Will Trump the Fed. His executive action will ramp up the world economy and cause the price of gold to double overnight. To get my report, text the words Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. Trump knows a higher gold price will unleash the U.S. economy. To get my report, get it right on your phone, right now, no questions asked. Text Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. If you're an investor, you need to see this. Text Trump Gold to 49776.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Here's all you need to do. Your doctor gives you the prescription. You go online to gogomeds.com, put in your information, and make sure to include the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. Your meds are then delivered to your home, and you've saved money. It's that easy. No more waiting, no lines, no copay each month, and best of all, no wandering around the store aimlessly waiting for your prescription to be filled. GoGoMeds.com, the new way to get your medicine delivered right to your door. Remember that getting your prescription filled now means never having to go to a store again. GoGoMeds.com, GoGoMeds.com. Use the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com, promo code MIKE2018.
You know who he is. He's Joe DiGenova. And he has a way with words. And he has fire in the belly. He was on Hill TV. I'm posting the video right now at the top of my Twitter feed, Seb Gorkut. But you need to listen to the audio. Let's listen to Crystal Ball asking a very, very indiscreet question of Joe DiGenova. Cut five.
I'm asking... if Barr is a liar is really the question here.
Let me just say something right now about what you just said. Don't you dare suggest that Bill Barr is a liar. I've known him for 30 years. He's one of the finest lawyers this country has ever produced. He came back out of retirement to serve this country. There's not one shred of evidence that anything he said either the other day or now or today was a lie. Don't ever say that in front of me about Bill Barr. You have no evidence that he lied, and you know it.
But I'm telling you...
You said he may have lied.
What I'm telling you is that what he said this today in the press conference is inconsistent with what's in the report.
That's not a lie.
That's okay, fine.
It's not fine. You're on national television calling the attorney general a liar.
I didn't say that.
You suggested it very strongly.
All right, I think we're done here.
I think we are.
Joining us.
Good.
Everybody in America First has a very large grin on our face. And I put one word above my retweet of that video, majestic. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Joe, for what you just did.
Oh, it was so easy to do the right thing.
But thank you, because very few people actually do the right thing in this city. You know that, Joe, better than anyone. Thank you.
You know, the one thing that people like that, including the clowns on the Hill, cannot stand is when you stand up to them.
Yes.
They cannot take it. They are so used to Republicans caving and cowering and running into a corner that when it happens, they don't know what to do.
Yes, and it needs to be done more often, and I thank you and Victoria for doing it.
We had
Andy McCarthy on in the last hour, and this is the question I get asked everywhere when I go and speak in front of conservative audiences, patriotic gatherings. Everybody wants to know what's going to happen to all the crimes that were committed by the highest level of the Obama administration. I've always said, because I know somebody who worked with A.G. Barr in the 80s who said he is exactly the man you need right now. That's who we need at the DOJ. What do you think is going to happen in the next 2 years? Are we going to see justice done in America, Joe DiGenova?
Yes, and the reason is because Donald Trump picked a great person, finally, to be attorney general. We have a real attorney general now. We have an attorney general in full. He is a man of great legal stature. He's a scholar. He's smart. He's a great Supreme Court arguer. What will happen is Bill Barr knows that what happened in 2015, and I underscore,
yes,
15, 16, and 17, was illegal activity by senior officials of the intelligence and law enforcement community under President Barack Obama. Make no mistake about it. President Obama was aware of all this activity. He authorized it, and Susan Rice's January 20th, 2017 email to herself explaining how they all got together on January 5th just to confirm with everybody in the law enforcement and intelligence community who was in that room that everything had been done, quote, by the book, end quote. That was a justification memo to show that everything that had been done was done for a reason. The problem is
if you've been doing everything by the book for 8 years, you don't need to write that email, do you, Joe?
No. In fact, that email has become a confession.
Yes.
Not a justification. It was a very stupid thing to do. She did it to cover her rear end, but what she did by doing it was show us all of the people who knew about the scheme. Sally Yates, James Comey, John Brennan, James Clapper, everybody was in that room for a meeting with the President of the United States. This is quite an amazing piece of paper. And I must say, when I first read it, my heart started to pound, because here's the question that is now begged. How many other meetings were there in the Oval Office with the baby Jesus to talk about these issues? How many other meetings occurred with the President of the United States with these people? And the answer is too many.
The question that was asked during the Watergate scandal is, what does the president know and where did he know it? There is absolutely no way that a campaign was spied upon, a presidential campaign was spied upon in the United States of America by the FBI, potentially by the CIA and the NSA, without the White House knowing. Correct, Joe DiGenova?
Absolutely. And you know, they know that, which is why they are attacking Bill Barr, because they are trying to delegitimize him just like they tried to do with President Trump. The problem for them is Bill Barr is a man of great stature. They poked the wrong bear.
Yes.
He will not go away. He will not slink away. He will not avert his eyes from the obvious facts, which require a federal grand jury, which is what they're all going to get. You cannot walk away from this. For example, everybody says we've got to restore the FBI and the DOJ. That can never happen without accountability. And the only accountability that matters in a situation like this is a federal grand jury where all of these people have to go in and under oath answer questions or take the fifth. And that is what they are all going to be forced to do. Ben Rhodes, Susan Rice. Remember, the unmaskings are so serious that they can never be avoided, because the unmaskings were part of a plot to leak the names of individuals, to get in a position to create this false narrative and do what just happened with Bob Mueller. Bob Mueller was used. And you know what? He figured that out. So he did a vendetta against the president and tried to prove obstruction. He even tried to create obstruction by forcing the president to do an interview, but Rudy Giuliani and Jay Sekulow were too smart for Bob Mueller. Or I should say, too smart for Andrew Weissman. This wasn't a Mueller investigation. This was a Weissman investigation. This sleazeball from the Department of Justice, by the way, was so worried about Bill Barr that when he left Bob Mueller, he didn't go back to the department. He went to teach at a New York law school. And do you know what his new project is? The Innocence Project. He's going to spend most of his non-teaching time on the Innocence Project, trying to get people out of jail that he put in illegally.
Wow. No shame. No shame. We are talking to Joe DiGenova, one of the few men of substance with a backbone in the swamp, in the sewer that is Washington, D.C. He and his wife, Victoria Tansing, have just published an incredible article at Fox.com. It is the top of my Facebook and my Twitter feeds. We will be discussing it next here on America First on the Salem Radio Network, coast to coast, on more than 300 stations, affiliates, and sundry platforms, including iTunes. Yes, iTunes. Go to the podcast app right now and download America First. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president. Don't touch that dial.
following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Donald Trump is set to use gold to challenge the Federal Reserve. This action will drive the stock market higher and make gold prices soar. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. For 47 years, the Fed has secretly valued gold at $42 an ounce. Trump is set to reveal their secret and force the Fed to properly value the gold on their balance sheet. I lay it all out in my most recent report, How Trump Will Trump the Fed. His executive action will ramp up the world economy and cause the price of gold to double overnight. To get my report, text the words Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. Trump knows a higher gold price will unleash the U.S. economy. To get my report, get it right on your phone, right now, no questions asked, text Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. If you're an investor, you need to see this. Text Trump Gold to 49776.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Ask your doctor to send your prescription to GoGoMeds.com. Once you fill in your information, it's in the system and your prescription is delivered. It's just that easy. Go to GoGoMeds.com and use the promo code Mike2018 and save $10 on your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com and the promo code Mike2018 gets you $10 off your first prescription.
Like the rest of us, you're probably tired of all those annoying sales calls to your home telephone number. Now, there's a solution. OurOldNumber.com will block those pesky robocalls from getting through, and most live sales calls will hang up. So how does it work? Callers to your home telephone number will hear a personalized greeting from you. The caller selects the family member they wish to reach, and the call is immediately forwarded onto the family member's cell phone. There's no equipment to buy, there's nothing to install, no long-term contracts. It's still your phone number and remains in directory assistance. The service is only $9.99 per month, and you can eliminate your landline connection and save money. Now, calls to your home phone number can reach any member of the family wherever they are and get rid of those annoying sales calls. OurOldNumber.com. It's just $9.99 per month. Go to OurOldNumber.com to learn how you can get started blocking sales calls today. That's OurOldNumber.com. OurOldNumber.com. You'll be glad you did.
Did you know how big a family Salem is? Yes, it's not just radio. It's many other things. We just bought PJ Media, and we are also in the same family as Town Hall Review. If you've missed any of the great interviews by any of my colleagues, go to townhallreview.com, sign up for the podcast, and never miss a show, never miss an interview. I know I'm going to put this up at Town Hall Review, our two-part interview with Joe DeGenoa, former U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia. He and his wife, Victoria Tansing, who is likewise a fire-breathing fighter for truth. That's a nice way, isn't it, of describing your wife, isn't it, Joe? She won't mind. They have an article. It's brand new. It's up at foxnews.com. It's J'accuse. Donald Trump is Alfred Dreyfus. This is an incredible article. Now, you have to know your history. You have to know about this individual, a member of the French general staff who was Jewish, an officer who was given a life sentence for spying, for espionage, and the letter that Emile Zola wrote called J'accuse, in which he made the statement that this man has been persecuted because he's innocent. Joe, why is the J'accuse Dreyfus story relevant to the Russia dossier and the situation of President Trump?
Because Alfred Dreyfus was a French artillery officer of Jewish descent. He was sentenced to life imprisonment for allegedly communicating French military secrets to the German embassy in Paris and was imprisoned on Devil's Island in French Guiana, where he spent 5 years. It later came to light that the head of counter-espionage for the French army, Georges Picquart, knew the real culprit, a man named Ferdinand Walzen Esterhazy, and he decided to protect him and blame Dreyfus instead. It almost succeeded, except for Emile Zola, the great Emile Zola, who wrote an open letter called J'accuse, I accuse, accusing the French government of framing Dreyfus. And eventually, Dreyfus was cleared, but only after spending 5 years on Devil's Island. It was just an amazing story. And Trump's story is the same. The counter-espionage elements of our government, Clapper, Brennan, Comey, McCabe, Strzok, framed the president of the United States because they didn't like him. Trump wasn't a Jew, but to them, he was worse than that. He was a vulgarian.
Yes.
They needed to get rid of him.
He wasn't a member of their elite.
Exactly, Sebastian. This is a great story. The story of the framing of Donald Trump. Forget the American media. They wouldn't know a great story if it hit them in the face. This is Dreyfus all over again. A man done in by his own people to protect them, the conspirators, from revealing what they had done earlier to A, exonerate Hillary Clinton, and B, try to prevent Donald Trump from becoming president. It is a great story. And you know what? One of the wonderful things about what has happened in the last couple of months is that we hoped and prayed that Donald Trump would pick the right person to be attorney general. And he did.
Some of us were hoping it would be you.
No. Listen, Barr is the right guy. I mean, he was the choice of Victoria and me. We made it very clear that he was a spectacular person, a mature adult, a man so seasoned in the law and so seasoned in political and legal conflict that he would be able to weather the storms that he's going. I'm not worried about him now. Believe me, I am not worried about Bill Barr. These folks have made a terrible mistake by attacking him because he will dig in. He will not go away, and he will provide answers. You know what? I don't care if people go to jail. I want them to be exposed through the criminal process. I want them to be embarrassed. I want them to have to explain themselves. All you have to do is watch McCabe on this tour of his book and Comey and watch the unctuousness, the sleaziness, the fake sanctimony, they've been so wrong to have been exposed. This is exactly what happened to Dreyfus.
Joe?
This is exactly.
You have done a great service, you and Victoria, to this country. The article is at the top of my Twitter feed and my Facebook feed. Friends, read it after the show. It is the comparison of Dreyfus to our president. I look forward to having both you and Victoria in the studio. God bless you. Keep doing what you do. We have been talking to Joe DiGenoa, former U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia, a man who never shies from the truth and from a fight. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president, author of the new book, Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies. Your calls next. But first, a message from Pete and Seth Talbot, who are men on a mission. The father and son team behind Relief Factor, a totally natural supplement. It includes omega-3, resveratrol, curcumin, and epimedium. What does it do? Well, I'll tell you what it did for me. It resolved a 9-year-old lower back pain issue. Totally gone. After trying the 3-week quick starter pack, 2 weeks in, no back pain. Tens of thousands of our listeners are in the same situation. You can be the next success story. Go to relieffactor.com now. Order the 3-week quick starter pack, $19.95. What have you got to lose? Relieffactor.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Your call's coming right up. Violent crime is a sad reality today. Are you prepared to do what it takes to protect you and your family? If you are, you need to train with Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility. Through my personal relationship with its founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I have arranged for you and your family to train there free of charge. Yes, believe it, it's true. Go to frontsight.com/Gorka, G-O-R-K-A, to get $2,000 worth of 4-day defensive handgun training absolutely free of charge. No hidden catches. Enter frontsight.com/GORKA. After your first course at Frontsight, you'll leave with more skills than 99% of the gun-owning public, guaranteed. But you must act fast before all the free courses are gone. Secure your free 4-day course at frontsight.com/GORKA. That's G-O-R-K-A. See you at Frontsight.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score. So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free no-obligation debt analysis. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Hello, I'm Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist at the Oxford Club. We're one of the oldest financial clubs in the nation with more than 140,000 members, and our audited track record shows we're one of the few groups whose recommendations have outperformed the market for the last 20 years. The reason? Our approach is unique. We ignore the mainstream financial media, we don't listen to politicians, and we really don't care about analyst rating. Those things are a waste of time. There's only one thing you need to know to do very well in the stock market, and that is find great stocks with breakthrough products, record revenue, and very happy shareholders. With that in mind, I've just uncovered my highest rated stock of the year. It's a company that brings in more revenue than IBM, Facebook, and even Google, and they're set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America. And yet, the stock is available for just $3 a share. Go to onestockretirement.com to learn more about this opportunity. Again, that's onestockretirement.com.
What is the best definition of putts? I'll tell you what it is. You don't even have to speak Yiddish. The best definition of putts is Mitt Romney. What a horse is behind. He tweets out his statement on the Mueller report. He's so sickened by the dishonesty in the highest office of the land. The sobering revelation of how far we've strayed from the aspirations and principles of the founders. You loser, you pathetic loser. But you're not dismayed by the fact that the last administration spied on a campaign, used the espionage powers of the FBI, the intelligence community, for political purposes? No! You don't care about that, you bloody fraud. I think I'll be writing my next article about the senator from Utah. I'm going to have some fun with that. Let's go to your calls. Oh, first, MyPillow. You have bought MyPillow, yes? If you haven't, buy it now, because they've sold 44 million of them. There's a reason why, because they are that good. If you have Mike Lindell's pillow, now you need his Egyptian cotton Giza Dream sheets. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. But you've got to use my name as the secret code for the massive discounts and free shipping. Of course, just type in G-O-R-K-A. Let's go to line one, somebody who doesn't see things the way we do here at America First. Don, Ohio, welcome aboard.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. Why do Republicans and people like you think the American people are stupid? Do Republicans actually think that if the president obstructs justice, but it doesn't succeed because the people around him didn't carry out his crime, that means the president didn't commit any crimes? Try robbing a bank and not succeeding.
Hey, Don, you need to calm down a bit. Let's see how stupid you are. How can you obstruct justice if a crime hasn't been committed? What crime was the president obstructing justice with reference to?
He told his attorney to fire Mueller.
That's not a crime. It's not a crime. He asked him whether he could, and his attorney said no. Getting advice and deciding not to do something, where if you want to rob a bank and you don't, you can't be arrested for robbing a bank, Don, if you don't rob a bank. Is that clear enough?
If you're robbing a bank and you trip and fall with a gun and you was trying to rob a bank and they catch you, they ain't going to charge you with robbing the bank?
Don.
Even though you didn't carry it out?
You can't be prosecuted for not committing a crime. Not in this country. Not in this country. You can in communist China, but not here. You do know the difference between committing a crime and not committing one, yes?
Of course, but you mean to tell me you actually believe that you can authorize or tell somebody to do something, and the only reason why it didn't happen is because the people were smart enough not to carry it out, and then that means you ain't do nothing wrong?
Yeah, that's how the law works. If you want to do something that is illegal and you decide not to, you can't be convicted of doing something you didn't do, Don. It's called logic, and it's called the law. Thank you for calling. Line five, Raymond. I think Don's called before. I think he had problems with logic back then as well. Line five, Raymond Mesa, Arizona. Welcome to America First.
Salutations, Dr. Gorka.
I like that. Salutations.
I read your book.
Which one?
Why We Fight.
Oh, I good. Thank you kindly. I'm going to have to use, I use greetings. That's my trademark opening, but I do like salutations. That's good. Why are you calling today, Raymond? Share some wisdom.
It's Wayman.
Wayman? Wayman?
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
W-A-Y-M-A-N.
Interesting. Wayman. Okay, good. Thank you. That's not what I had on my computer, but go ahead.
I know why the Democrats in Congress want to have the Mueller report completely unredacted.
Why?
Because they want Mr. Barr to commit a crime of releasing the grand jury testimony.
Ooh, smart.
And they want to impeach him for that so that he can't flush out the rats in the Democrat Party.
You know what?
And
go ahead, Wayman.
And the intelligence
community.
Yeah.
Wayman, you know, I can't look into Democrat minds. I'd like to maintain my sanity. But that might be right. That might be one of the reasons, because they know if he did that, he'd be breaking federal law. He'd be committing a felony by releasing that classified grand jury testimony. So I don't know for sure, but yes, they need to. Your broader point is the important one. Let's pull out to 50,000 feet. They need to neutralize Attorney General Barr. That is their next target. They're going to keep doing all this crazy stuff with the financial records, the bank statements of the president, if they get away with it, which I doubt because he's now countersuing the chairman. But they need to neutralize William Barr because they know that he is there to clean house. Great call. Thank you. Thank you. Let's go to line two. Karen, Akron, Ohio. Welcome to America First.
Hi, Dr. Gorka.
Hey.
I love your show, and I love our president.
Great. Thank you kindly.
I've got one comment and one question.
Yes. You got to be super quick. Go ahead.
Oh, well, then I'll go with my question.
Yes.
In the Mueller report, in the appendix, there were 12 of 14 referrals that were redacted because they weren't under Mueller's jurisdiction.
Yes.
Do you know what they are or what they might be?
If I did, I wouldn't be allowed to tell you. But the fact that they're there is very interesting. Thank you, Karen, for actually reading things. People don't read anymore. You should. I've read the whole report. All Americans should. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. More of your calls in a second.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-6 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-607-3551. That's 800-607-3551. 800-607-3551 or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Have you seen Unplanned, the movie? An incredible story that is doing great business. Why? Because it's about the truth. It's pushing back on the culture of death. It's Abby Johnson's story about what she saw inside Planned Parenthood, and it is life-changing. Go to unplannedmovie.com for your tickets. It is rated R, so you have to be 17 or older and accompanied by an adult if you're under 17. Unplannedmovie.com. It is the story of pushing back on the culture of death. Parts of America First are brought to you by unplannedmovie.com. The Sri Lankan government has formally apologized for not taking requisite action on the intelligence they had regarding the attacks that were imminent against Christian and Catholic sites on Easter. Some recognition of their culpability. Let's go to one more call. Actually, let's go to this topic. Line 5, Matt, Denver, Colorado. Welcome to America First.
Dr. G, love you, love your show.
Thank you kindly.
Well, we've had yet another massacre of Christians that the mainstream media is choosing to ignore.
Yep.
We're having a representative or some sort of type person calling for the beheading of the spokesperson of the president of the United States.
Yep.
Well, who else likes to behead people? Oh, that's right. The Islamic State.
Right.
So here's a joke for you. What does Columbine, Parkland, and Notre Dame all have in common?
Columbine, Parkland, and Notre Dame? I don't know. What do they have in common, Matt?
They were all warned.
Notre Dame warned specifically?
They were just talking about coming out with the apology for not acting on the information they got.
No, that was Sri Lanka. That was Sri Lanka with regards to Sri Lanka. Yeah. Look, Matt, yeah, thank you for calling. There is a very disturbing pattern here. Over time, if you look especially at the mass shootings, repeatedly, one of the mass shooters here in America had more than 26 engagements with local law enforcement before he actually committed the mass murder. How do you have more than a dozen engagements with local law enforcement before somebody realizes that this person is a threat not only to themselves but others? So, Matt, the broader point is well taken. I'm Sebastian Gorka. The next hour, special in-studio guest. You will not believe what my friends Tim and Brett have to say about how political correctness is invading even what would otherwise be seen as a totally innocuous part of arts and media. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Follow us at Seb Gorka on Twitter and iTunes podcast America First with me, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president. You don't want to miss the next hour. Don't touch that dial. Hi, it's Sebastian Gorka here. You all know how much I love my pillow. Now, Mike Lindell has come up with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. He found the best cotton in the world, in a region where the Sahara, the Nile, and the Mediterranean meet to create the best weather conditions for the growing of cotton. Mike Lindell guarantees they will be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own Giza sheets by calling 800-829-8468 and use the promo code Gorka to get 30% off plus free shipping. Go to mypillow.com, but you've got to use the promo code GORKA or call 800-829-8468.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.